نحمده تعالى ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his innumerous favors that he has bestowed upon us. And today we want to look at an issue connected to that which we previously looked at last week. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in his book, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. A man was made weak. Mankind was made weak. فَقَالَ تَعَالَى, Allah says about mankind, إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. And certainly, mankind is oppressive, ignorant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Allah says, and Allah has brought you out from the stomachs of your mothers, and you did not know anything. This is the origin or the nature of mankind until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him that he's weak and that he's ignorant and that he's oppressive. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know that which is beneficial for him and that which is harmful to him. These ayahs that we previously mentioned, they show that mankind is weak and he is in need of that which will strengthen him, and that he's ignorant, and that he's in need of ilm, he's in need of knowledge. And he doesn't know the truth from the falsehood, and that he's oppressive. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودِ. And mankind is to his Lord ungrateful. Except those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided, and those who follow his book and the sunnah of his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about mankind, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. And certainly mankind has been created a halu'a, and he's just extremely impatient. He doesn't have any patience with him. That's how he's created. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. If some evil touches him, some evil or some harm befalls him, he's irritable. And if some good comes to him, stingy. Except those who pray, meaning except the believers. This is the origin of the nature of mankind until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him. So man is in ever need of guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every second of his life, the ulama mentioned that mankind is in need of guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than he is in need of food and drink. Somebody could live off of food and drink once a day or twice a day. But as for guidance, the ulama say he needs it just as he breathes. At every breath he takes, he needs guidance from the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, from his mercy, he sent down books to mankind, and he sent his prophets and his messengers for the benefit of mankind, to teach them that which is beneficial to them, and to warn them from that which is harmful to them. And they teach mankind that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes, so that he can live in happiness and comfort, and that he can avoid fitna, and that he can avoid that which will harm him in this world and in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَى إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَى Allah says that this Quran, it guides that which is upright. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has guided us to Islam and to the book and the sunnah. So this deen, it guides to that which is upright. And if it wasn't for that, then we would have the worst of characteristics and adab and etiquettes and manners. So that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us with, the things that Allah has made it obligatory upon us is for our benefit. These things are good and these things are wholesome. And that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from, these are things that are detrimental. These are things that cause us harm to our personal selves and to our families and to our children and to our community. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created the servant, and he knows how to guide him. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ Doesn't he know what he created? Doesn't he know who he created? And Allah knows that he created us ضعيف and misguided and oppressive and ignorant. And with that, he sent down books and he sent prophets and messengers. And this is a very big, enormous ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us with is good. There's no difficulty in it. And it's good for us. It's from the rahmah of Allah that we, just knowing these things, just knowing what Allah is commanding and what He has prohibited, just knowing it is good. Being aware of it and to follow it and to adhere to it. And this is the greatest ni'mah. Na'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ Allah commands, certainly Allah commands with justice. Consider things that Allah commands with. Allah commands with justice and being kind and doing good and keeping family ties. This is good. These are things that benefit us, our personal lives, and our immediate family, and in our immediate community, and even with people that we may not know. وَنْيَنْهَا عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ And Allah, He has prohibited الْفَحْشَاءِ, which is indecency, and illegal acts of relations, or sexual relations, وَمُنْكَرْ and wrong, and buggy, and oppressive, and wrongdoing, and oppressive. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. And of course, these things are harmful. So the one that obeys Allah and does what He's commanded and stays away from that which He is prohibited from, then he's successful. Successful doesn't mean that he has money and he has a car. That's not success. Success is that he is free from the punishment of Allah and that Allah is pleased with him. Na'am. Well, certainly we eat better than the Messenger of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Success is not based on the food that you eat, how fine it is, or the clothes that you wear, or the car that you may drive, la. But indeed, our clothing is finer than the clothes of the Messenger of Allah. Alayhi salatu wa salam. And the issues of success, or who's successful, or who's not successful, is according to what he came with, according to his lifestyle, and what he did, and what he left for. With this in mind, we can understand the ni'mah of Allah are being guided through the Quran and the Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says about his prophet, يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. He commands them for that which is good. I mean, the prophet. He commands them that which is good. And he forbids them from that which is evil. That's what the prophet does. وَيُحِلَّ لَهُمْ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. And he makes lawful for them the طيب, that which is good and wholesome. وَيُحَرَّمْ عَلَيْهِمْ الْخَبَائِثِ. And he makes haram that which is dirty and nasty and not good. So that which we find in Islam that is wajib on us, don't look at it as a difficulty. It's a mercy from Allah. A mercy from Allah. And that which Allah has prohibited us from is a mercy from Allah to inform us these things, and that when we stay away from it, this is the biggest nightmare. That Allah gave us the opportunity to avoid that which He has prohibited. And he says about the Prophet, يُحِلُّ لَهُمَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. He makes halal for them. And by Allah's permission, الطَّيِّبَاتِ, that which is good and that which is wholesome. وَيُحَرَّمْ عَلَيْهِمْ, that which is haram, that which Allah forbids us from, is khabith. It's not good. It's harmful. With that in mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to be with the righteous, a command from Him. As we look in the ayat from last week, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. O you who believe, fear Allah. اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. Taqwa is to make a protection between you and the punishment of Allah by doing what you're commanded and staying away and avoiding from that which you've been prohibited from. اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And be with the truthful. This is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you being with the truthful, this entails that you have to stay away from the untruthful and the unrighteous. This entails, as if it's being said, and don't be with the untruthful. And truthfulness is not just in speech, but it's also in your actions and in beliefs. So this necessitates that we avoid the untruthful. Those whose beliefs in Allah and the Messenger are untruthful, whether they be disbelievers or whether they be Muslims, people who have been misguided, it's upon us, wajib on us, to avoid them. And when it says to avoid them, sometimes they may use the word don't sit with them. Let's understand exactly what this means. I mean, don't have an association with them, sitting with them, talking with them, having your associates, you share with them your daily news, and you listen to them, you rejoice with them, you share with them, you seek their advice. It entails all of that. But before we go, before we continue in this topic about evil sitting partners or having friendships that's based on disobedience, we want to make something clear so that it won't be misunderstood. Now, first and foremost, this entails disbelievers. It's not for us to befriend them. It's not for us to befriend them. That is your friend. But at the same time, we want to understand that not befriending somebody doesn't necessarily mean you have to abandon them. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Mecca for 13 years. He did not abandon the mushrikeen, the disbelievers, to the point he didn't speak to them. And he had relatives. He didn't cut his relatives off. But not on that level. So, you being prohibited or you being commanded to be with the truthful doesn't mean don't speak to your mother who's not a Muslim, or don't speak to your father, don't even speak to him. Don't see how he's doing. Don't ask him how he's doing. Don't help him when he's in need of something that's halal. He might need help to the hospital. Of course, you can't help him and make ta'awun with him and cooperate with him in that which is wrong. But we want to understand that first. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Mecca for 13 years. He didn't cut off his relatives or other than non-relatives. He's calling them to Islam. But at the same time, he didn't sit with them and rejoice with them and sit with them during their times of Eid and celebration and sit with them while they're in their filth of disbelief. And if that is goes for your relatives that are disbelievers, then also your Muslim relatives that may not be upon obedience to Allah. This ayah does not necessitate that you cut them off. Family ties is not cut off like that. Well, Islam, in the beginning of Islam, called for preserving the family ties. So we just wanted to mention that so that would be understood. And you don't cut your mother off. And you don't speak to her until you go into the fire. And you try to, in a way, and you know your mother, and you know that which is keeping her in her disbelief, you're going to come to her from that angle. And you know your father, and you know your uncle, and you know your sister, that which is keeping her, hushu bahat, and the things that she might understand about Islam, and you have to work from them slowly from that area. If we understand this, we want you to understand that if you have a friendship with someone that is based upon disobedience, a friendship which you indulge in sin from your actions or from your speech, or sins from the things that you're looking at, or sins from that which you're listening to, then this friendship, with no doubt, you're going to regret having this friendship. And this kind of friendship will end. This friendship, it doesn't last. And the love that you have with this person is going to change the hatred. And the respect and the friendship that you had is going to change to enmity. And this is based on the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Zukhruf. الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين. The most closest of friends on that day, in the day of resurrection, they will be enemies to one another except the people of taqwa. Except the people of taqwa. As we looked at before, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أنت مع من أحببت. You are with the ones that you love. This is for the mu'min, for the believer. Yawm al-Qiyam is going to be with those he loves. He loves the Messenger of Allah. And he loves the Sahaba. He loves the Anbiya. He loves the Prophets. He loves Isa. He loves Musa. He loves Ibrahim. Alayhim as-salatu was-salam. As for those who don't have taqwa, and they were the best of friends, and they're going to be enemies, Yawm al-Qiyamah. And the disobedient, whether they're disbelievers or even Muslims, the disobedient will not have friends, Yawm al-Qiyamah. They have no friends. They have no loved ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, spend from that which we provided from you. Spend from that which we provided for you. Before a day comes, there's no selling in it. In the Yom Kiyama, you can't sell anything. Meaning somebody would like to ransom himself and put forward all the money he had so that perhaps he will not be punished. On the day that no, there will be no selling. And on the day that there will be no friendships. La khulla. There's no friendship. Wala shafa'a. And there's nobody to intercede. And this is concerning the disbelievers. Because the believers, they have somebody to intercede. And they have friendship. Wal kafiruna hum al-zalimun. And the wrong, and the disbelievers, they are the wrongdoers. So we want to understand from this that those that are disobedient, they have no friendship. Their family ties will end. So if the family ties ends, what do you think about their friendships? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يَوْمَ تَكُونُ السَّمَاءُ كَالْمُهْلِ وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ وَلَا يَسْأَلُ حَمِيمٌ حَمِيمًا. The day that the sky is like muhl. And muhl, this is from like remnants or the remaining of burning oil, smoke. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. The day that the sky is describing Yawm al-Qiyamah is like muhl. وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالِ and the mountains will be like cotton, will be like wool. وَلَا يَسْأَلُ حَمِيمٌ حَمِيمًا. And no beloved person will ask about another beloved person. No friend will ask him about another friend. يُبَصَرُونَهُمْ. And they see one another. They see one another. But then nobody's asking, how you doing? How's everything? Did you keep up your salah? Did you pay your zakah? How's your fast? Did you do? No, nobody. Everybody's worrying about themselves. يُبَصَرُونَهُمْ. And they see one another. يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ. The mujrim, the criminal, would love that day to ransom himself from the punishment of Allah with his children. He put his children forth to the hellfire so he could be saved. These are the family ties. What do you think about the friendships? وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِي. Or with his wife or his brother. He'd rather ransom and put his wife or his brother up for ransom to save himself from the fire. وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِي. Or his relatives and his kindred that used to protect him. وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يُنْجِي. And everyone that's in the whole world, on the face of the earth, he wished that he can ransom them. ثُمَّ يُنْجِي. Then he would be saved. كَلَّا. Allah says, no, إِنَّهَا لَظَى. Certainly it's the hellfire. So if these are the blood ties of those who are in disbelief, if the blood ties end and the family relations end, then what about the friendships? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَأَلُونَ. If it's blown in the horn, in the sign of the Day of Judgment, if it is blown in the horn, then that day, there is no relations between them. There's no father, son, brother, cousin. There's no relations between them. وَلَا يَتَسَأَلُونَ. And they're not asking about one another. How you doing? Did you keep this up? How's it? Have you seen such and such? No. You know, keep in mind, they haven't seen each other since they've been on the first of the earth. This one died first. This one died second. This one died 20 years ago. This one died now. Allah raises them up. لا يتساءلون. They're not asking about one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةِ. And when the صَاخَّة comes, meaning يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. When يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ comes, when the Day of Judgment comes, يوم يفر المرء من أخيه. This is the day that a man flees and he runs away from his brother. وأمه وأبي. And he flees from his mother and his father. وصاحبته وبني. And his wife and his son. He flees from them. He didn't want anybody to ask him for anything. Can you give me some good deeds? Can you help me out? No. He cuts them all off. He flees from them. These are the family ties. Those are the family members. As for the friendships and the close friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. And the day that the wrongdoer, he bites on both of his hands. I mean, out of regret. And the day that the wrongdoer, Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of resurrection, the day that the wrongdoer bites on both of his hands, يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. If I had only taken with the Prophet a path. Ya waylata, woe upon me. Laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. If I had never taken fulan as a close friend. Woe upon me. Woe if I had never taken fulan such and such as a friend. Laqad adallani an adh-dhikri ba'da idh ja'ani. He has led me astray from the remembrance of Allah after it has come to me. After I was upon the zikr, and after I was upon istiqamah, and upon the kitab and the sunnah, when I befriended such and such, he took me off the path after I was upon it. What is he doing Yawm al-Qiyamah? This is somebody who was on the path. He's biting on both of his hands, not one hand. Imagine somebody biting on both of his hands. Because of the people that he sat with. Regret. What happened to their friendship? What happened to their love that they had? Now this is my main man. And that this is such and such. It's over. So if we understand this, which is very clear, we want to understand that even though people know that people are about no good, people tend to associate with other people to benefit from them worldly things. Yeah, I know that he does that, or I know that she's about that, but I just want to stick with her and so I could get such and such from her. Worldly benefits. So, you find the weak following the strong to acquire from them some honor, some credentials, some status. They by themselves, they don't have this. So they have to associate themselves with the strong, with the big, with those who have clout and status. So they can acquire these things. But they know that these people, they are upon wrong. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا إِذْ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابَ أَنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا فَأَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعَذَابَ. And if only those who are the wrongdoers could see, one, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, they see the punishment of Allah. I mean, if only the wrongdoers now could see, if when they see the punishment and they realize that there's no strength, that the strength is only with Allah. وَأَنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. The quwwah is all to Allah. So are you wasting your time trying to get with fulan, with fulana, with this brother, and that group, and those people, to try to establish some strength? وَلَوْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. If only those who had the wrongdoers, if only those oppressors and those wrongdoers could see, when they, if they could see now, that when they see the punishment on the day of resurrection, and they realize and they know that the strength, all of it, is for Allah. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعَذَابِ, and that Allah, His punishment is severe. إِذْ تَبَرَّأَ الَّذِينَ تُبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ تَبَعُوا. This is when those that were being followed are going to free themselves from those that were following them. Ones that you follow to try to be with in wrong, in disobedience, they're going to free themselves from you. إِذْ تَبَرَّأَ الَّذِينَ تُبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ تَبَعُوا. If those, that day, that those who are being followed, they're going to free themselves from their followers. وَرَأَوُ الْعَذَابَ, and they all see the punishment. وَتَقَفَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابِ, and their relationships in قَطَع is over. Their relationships are cut off. وقال الذين اتبعوا, and those that were the followers, they say, لو أن لنا كرة, if only we had one more chance, فنتبرأ منهم, we will free ourselves from them, كما تبرأوا منا, like they freed themselves from us. And it's too late. They said, if only we had one more chance, we need to go back in the dunya. لو أن لنا كرة, the ones that are the followers, they're going to say, if only we had one more chance. They're so regretful. They don't want to go back and do good deeds. They want to go back and just free themselves and cut themselves off from these people. So the Yawm al-Qiyamah, they don't be raised with them. No. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the beginning of the verse, He says, وَلَوْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, if those, the wrongdoers, could only see. Allah calls all of them wrongdoers. The leaders and the followers. So as for you, my dear brother, know that this may apply to you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us with obedience to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He guided us to Islam, which is adherence to the Quran and the Sunnah, upon the understanding of the Salaf. As for blind following, and following others without dalil, then you will regret this. You will regret this Yawm al-Qiyamah. And maybe that scholar that you blind followed, maybe he has an excuse with Allah. Maybe he, of all that he had, he thought that was correct. But you have no excuse to follow anything without any dalil. You know that ikhtilaf is haram. You know that from when you first know about the da'wah as-salafiyah. How can somebody come to you now and tell you ikhtilaf is okay and that the women could go to college and that's okay with no dalil? And you accept this. How, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who guided you to Islam and blessed you with the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, and you know the status of the ulama, and you know the position of dalil in this deen, and you know years that pictures is haram, and now somebody has come and so that you can have a camera in the masjid, or you can take pictures of that, this is no problem, and that, okay, where's the dalil? What do you mean it's dalil? That's the sheikh. What do you mean? That's the dalil. What do you mean? It's the... No, we'll still have to have the dalil. Brother, you need to respect the kibar ulama. Blind following, you will regret it, Yawm al-Qiyamah. For you to indulge and fall into that which we know is haram, no shubha. You know for years that it's haram. Then somebody comes with a fatwa. Allah knows best how the question was asked. Na'am, but you just hear that which it sounds good to you, and you with it. Na'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ تُقَلَّبُ وُجُوهُهُمْ فِي النَّارِ, the day that their faces flip and turn in the hellfire. يَقُولُونَ يَا لَيْتَنَا, They say, oh, if we are only. يقولون يا ليتنا أطعنا الله وأطعنا الرسول. Oh, if only we had obeyed Allah and we obeyed the messenger. If only we obeyed Allah and his messenger. Regret. وقالوا ربنا إنا أطعنا سادتنا وكبراءنا فأضلونا السبيلا. They say, oh, our Lord, we followed our leaders. And the big ones from amongst us, we followed them, and they misled us. They misled us. رَبَّنَا آتِيهِمْ بِعْفَيْنِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. Oh, Allah, give them a double punishment. وَلْعَنْهُمْ لَعْنًا كَبِيرًا. We'll curse them a big curse. What happened to the friendship? This is the leader, this is the man, this is the one we found, this is, we with him. These are the people to be with. What happened? Friendship is over. Well, then they can do all against one another. Ya laytana ata'na Allah wa ata'na Rasul. If only, it's too late now. Ya laytana, if only we obeyed Allah and His Messenger, and that we stuck to the Dalil. And then we go, we didn't say, oh, that's the Shaykh. That's not from the Deen. That's not from the Deen. And everybody makes mistakes, other than the Messenger of Allah subhanahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that Shaykh that made that mistake might be an honest mistake. Maybe he's forgiven. But you know that it's not Dalil. You don't want to ask the Shaykh for Dalil because it's disrespectful. Since when? When is it disrespectful? Na'am. And it's not for anybody to bring fatawa forward to the people without Dalil. Based on, they're from the Kibar. The Kibar, they don't approve of that. Themselves. They themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول في كتابه الكريم ولو ترى إذ الظالمون موقوفون عند ربهم. And if you could only see the wrongdoers, Allah calls them wrongdoers. They're stopped. They're held up in front of their Lord. They're held up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَرْجِعُ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْدٍ الْقَوْلِ. Some of them are going back and forth to one another, and they're saying, يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا. Those that are weak, they're saying, لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. They're saying to those that were arrogant and big and proud through the land, لَوْلَا أَنْتُمْ لَكُنَّا مُؤْمِنِينَ. If it wasn't for you all, we would have been believers. We'd have been on the true path if it wasn't for you all. Is it a weak one saying to the big, proud, arrogant one? Yawm al-Qiyamah, when it's too late. If it wasn't for you, we'd have been on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. قَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا. And after that, those arrogant ones, they said to these weaker ones, أَنَحْنُ صَدَدْنَاكُمْ عَنِ الْهُدَى بَعْدِ إِذْ جَاءَكُمْ. Did we take you and stop you and prevent you from the straight path, from the huda, after it has come to you already? بَلْ كُنْتُمْ مُجْرِمِينَ. Therefore, you all are criminals. They were following these people. Look how they talking to them, يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. Did we mislead you after the heart came to you? God had the heart. Don't say we misled y'all. Y'all know what it was upon. بَلْ كُنْتُمْ مُجْرِمِينَ. You all, rather, you all were wrongdoers, criminals. Look how they speak to them. We were following y'all. How are you going to speak to us like that? We were following you all. Nah. So their friendship ends. No friendship between them. The love is over. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says in his book, وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا, and they all come up to Allah in Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah judging the people. وَبَرَزُوا, they appear before Allah, جَمِيعًا, all of them. فَقَالَ الدُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا, the weak, they say to those that were big and proud and defeated through the land, إِنَّا كُنَّا لَكُمْ تَبَعًا, we were followers to you all. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُغْنُونَ عَنَّا مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, are you all going to relieve us something from the, relieve us, or take something off from us, from the punishment of Allah? قَالُوا لَوْ هَدَانَ اللَّهُ لَهَدَيْنَاكُمْ, if Allah had guided us, we would have guided you. And you know that we want God, I can't help you now. قَالُوا لَوْ هَدَانَ اللَّهُ لَهَدَيْنَاكُمْ, if Allah had guided us, we would have guided you. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا, سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَجَزِعْنَا أَمْ صَبَرْنَا, it's the same to us. Whether we scream or yell or we're patient, مَا لَنَا مِنْ مَحِيسٍ, there's no escape for us. There's no escape for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in his book, describing how those who follow people in disobedience to Allah, that they regret. And the love that they used to have becomes hatred. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Al-A'raf, قَالَ دُخُلُوا فِي أُمَمٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ فِي النَّارِ, he says, enter. Allah is telling the people to enter the hellfire. Enter, you all enter. Upon the nations that entered before you, from amongst the jinn and mankind, enter the hellfire, enter upon the, all the nations that preceded you, that came before you, from amongst the jinn and the ants. كُلَّمَا دَخَلَتْ أُمَّةٌ لَعْنَتْ أُخْتَهَا, every time one ummah, or one group comes into the hellfire, they curse the other ummah that's there before them. حَتَّى إِذَا دَارَكُوا فِيهَا جَمِيعًا, until all of them are in the hellfire. قَالَتْ أُخْرَاهُمْ أُولَاهُمْ, the later nations, they're singing, they're speaking to the previous nations, meaning the ones that they followed. رَبَّنَا هَؤُلَاءِ أَضَلُّونَا, oh our Lord, these ones, they're the ones that led us astray. فَآتِهِمْ عَذَابًا ضِعْفًا فِي النَّارِ, forgive them a double punishment in the hellfire. قَالَ لِكُلٍ ضِعْفٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, Allah says, all of you are going to have a double punishment, but you will not know. قَالَتْ أُولَاهُمْ لِأُخْرَاهُمْ, then the previous nations are going to say back to the later nations, the ones that came after them, فَمَا كَانَ لَكُمْ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ فَضْلٍ, you all have no virtues over us, meaning we all got the same punishment. You all have, look how they speak to them in the hellfire. They followed them. They was with them. You all have no virtue over us. فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْسِبُونَ, therefore taste the punishment because of the things you earned. These are the things, these are the ones that they followed. Look how they speak to them in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Then taste the punishment for what you used to deserve, for what you, for the deeds that you earned. So we want to benefit from these ayats the most that we can, and know the danger of blind following. And know the danger of having friendships with those that's upon disobedience to Allah. You may have a friendship with somebody, and you see them in wrong, you don't say anything. You see them backbiting, you don't say nothing. He might come to answer the door in clothing or dressed in a manner that's not suitable, quiet, you don't say anything. You may see him speaking to women or getting phone calls. He may have numbers in his phone. He may have all kinds of stuff, and you're quiet. Because you're unassociating him for your own personal thing. Yeah, that's him. I'm going to get what I have to get. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqulu fi kitabihi al-kareem احشروا الذين ظلموا وأزواجهم وما كانوا يعبدون يوم القيامة. Gather up the wrongdoers. All of them, Allah calls them wrongdoers. The followers and the leaders. احشروا الذين ظلموا. Gather up the wrongdoers. وأزواجهم. And their different kind. The wrongdoers on Yawm al-Qiyamah are going to be in categories. The ones that worshipped other than Allah, they're over here. The ones that were upon fornication, they're over here. The ones that were using, eating money, the riba, they're over here. Now, the ones that used to backbite, they're over in this section over here. Where are we going to be raised up, Yawm al-Qiyamah? It's going to be such an exposure and such an embarrassment. Imagine you're raised up amongst the people of sin. Imagine you're raised up with the smokers, ones who smoke, or ones that use drugs, or the ones that are getting intoxicated, or the ones that backbite. You don't know, where are we going to be raised up? You're raised up with them, you're with them. What can you say? Oh, I'm in the wrong section. Nah. أُحْشُرُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَزْوَاجِهُمْ. Raise up the wrongdoers and the likes of them. Raise up the wrongdoers and the likes of them. وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ. And that which they used to worship other than Allah. And that which they used to worship. مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Other than Allah. That which they used to worship other than Allah. فَهْدُوهُمْ إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْجَحِيمِ. Guide them and push them to the path of the hellfire. The angels are going to push them, drag them down to the path of the hellfire. وَقِفُوهُمْ. Stop them. إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ. They're going to be questioned now. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنَافَرُونَ. Allah asks them. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنَافَرُونَ. Why are you all not helping one another out now? And imagine this scene. Imagine it. Allah has gathered up the wrongdoers, Yawm al-Qiyamah, and put everybody in their section. And he dragged them and pushed them down the path to the hellfire. Then he stops them before they get into the hellfire. Before they get into the hellfire. وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ. They're going to be questioned. What does Allah ask them? مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنَافَرُونَ. Why aren't you cooperating with one another now? Why aren't you all helping one each other out now? بَلْ هُمُ الْيَوْمُ مُسْتَسْلِمُونَ. Rather, this day, they're submissive. مُسْتَسْلِمُونَ. وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. Then, why are they in this position? Some of them face others, and they're asking one another. قَالُوا إِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَأْتُونَنَا عَنِ الْيَمِينَ. You all used to come to us from the right side, from the side of the deen. You all used to come to us from the side of the deen, bringing us shubahat. Wow. Bringing us fatawa, that we go, to the schools of ikhtilaf. You all used to do this. You used to tell us that pictures is permissible. You used to tell the woman that they could go to college now. For قالوا بل لم تكونوا مؤمنين. What is the answer? They said, no, y'all didn't have real iman. لم تكونوا مؤمنين. You were not believers. وما كان لنا عليكم من سلطان. We had no power over you. بل كنتم قوما طاغين. You were all transgressing people. Don't try to put it on us. You all were transgressive people. فَحَقَّ عَلَيْنَا قَوْلُ رَبِّنَا. For the thing that we deserve is the statement of our Lord, إِنَّا لَذَائِقُونَ, that we are going to taste the punishment of Allah. وَأَغْوَيْنَاكُمْ, and we misled you all. إِنَّا كُنَّا غَوِينَ, we were misled ourselves. Look how they replied to them. فَإِنَّهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُشْتَرِكُونَ. For all of them, they are in that day, they all share the same punishment. فَإِنَّهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ فِي الْعَذَابِ, they are that day in punishment, مُشْتَرِكُونَ. They are all together. They share. They're all together sharing the same punishment. إِنَّ كَذَلِكَ نَفْعَلُ بِالْمُجْرِمِينَ. This is how we treat the wrongdoers. All of them, same punishment. The ones that were the leaders, the ones that were the followers, the same punishment. And what are the leaders doing? Freeing themselves. You don't want to put iman in the first place. We led you astray. We were astray ourselves. As the other one said, لو هدانا الله لهديناكم. If Allah had guided us, we all would have guided you all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the people of the hellfire. As he says, وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِلْغَاوِينَ, and the hellfire is presented to those that are astray. The hellfire is brought up before those who are misguided. قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ. It is said to them, where are the ones that used to worship other than Allah? Where are these things at now that you all used to worship other than Allah? And this shows how the disbelievers, when these ayahs come with regards to the disbelievers, the disbelievers who are worshiping other than Allah, these ayahs are concerning disbelievers. وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِلْغَاوِينَ, and the hellfire is brought up and presented to those that are astray. فَقِيلَ لَهُمْ, and it said to them, أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ, where are those things that you used to worship? مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, other than Allah. هَلْ يَنْصُرُونَكُمْ, are they helping you now? أَوْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ, are they victorious now today? فَكُبِكِبُوا فِيهَا هُمْ وَالْغَاوُونَ, but they are all turned over on their faces, dragged to the hellfire. Them and those that were misguided. Would you know the Iblis ajma'un, and the army of Iblis, all of them, in the hellfire. قَالُوا وَهُمْ فِيهَا يَخْتَصِمُونَ, all of them, the leaders and the followers and the shayateen, all of them in the hellfire, يختصمون, arguing in the hellfire. تَاللَّهِ إِن كُنَّا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ, we swear by Allah, certainly we were dead wrong, we were far astray, إِذْ نُسَوِّيكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, if we made you all equal in partners with Allah, with the Lord of the world. وَمَا أَضَلَّنَا إِلَّا الْمُجْرِمُونَ, and nobody led us astray except the criminals. فَمَا لَنَا مِنْ شَافِئِينَ, we have nobody to speak on our behalf to intercede for us. وَلَا صَدِيقٍ حَمِيمٍ, we don't have not one friend. Not a friend. فَلَهُ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةٍ, if we had one more time, فَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, we would be amongst the believers, amongst the mu'mineen. فَلَهُ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةٍ, if we had one more chance, فَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, we would be amongst the mu'mineen, those that follow the Kitab and the Sunnah upon the Fahm, upon the understanding of the Salaf, without taqleed, without blind following. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنْ يَدْعُو مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ Who is more astray? The one who calls on other than Allah, the one that he cannot answer him until يوم القيامة. Who's more astray than a Christian who calls on other than Allah? Or a Jew that calls other than Allah? Or a Hindu, or a Buddhist, or anything. وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ Who's more astray? مِنْ يَدْعُوا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ Then the one who calls on other than Allah, مَنْ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُ Who will not answer him? إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامِ Until the day of resurrection. وَهُمْ عَنْ دُعَائِهِمْ غَافِلُونَ And they are unaware that they were making dua to them. When they're calling the dead. They're calling and making dua to those that are dead. Allah raises them all up, Yawm al-Qiyamah. They're not even aware that these people were calling them. They're not even aware that these people were calling them in dua. Allah says, وَإِذَا حُشِرَ النَّاسِ And when the people are gathered up from their graves and gathered up يوم القيامة كَانُوا لَهُمْ أَعْدَاءً These people that were being called and worshipped and they didn't know about it, when they wake up يوم القيامة, they're going to be enemies to the ones that were calling them. وَإِذَا حُشِرَ النَّاسِ كَانُوا لَهُمْ أَعْدَاءً When the people are raised up from their graves, They're going to be enemies. The ones that were being worshipped when they were in their graves and they had no idea, when they're raised up, they're going to be enemies to the ones that were calling them and praying to them and making dua to them. وَكَانُوا بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ And they were, with this shirk, with this ibadah, they were kuffar. Meaning they disbelieved in the shirk. Yeah. They disbelieved. They didn't believe in the shirk. كانوا بعبادتهم they were with their worship and this disbelief they disbelieved in that they disapproved of that so we wanted to take a look at these ayahs today so they could be a reminder for us that the matter is grave friendships and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following people and other than that which is pleasing to Allah so you get some benefit, so you could get your foot in, so you can be heard, so you might have some status, so you can be of those who are heard and have clout, so you can be on the map. Na'am, purify your intentions for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The quwwah is with Allah. The strength is with Allah. Al-barakah min Allah. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says as it comes in Bukhari. The barakah and the good It's from Allah. Seek it from Allah. And if you have to seek help through anybody, it has to be upon obedience. As far as to be on account of sin, that I get some worldly goods, nah. This is what we wanted to look at. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for our sins and to guide us to that which is pleasing to Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa hamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Now we do ask the participants to tune in tomorrow for a live lecture with one of the mashayikhs from Damaj. Now this will take place at 2 p.m. بارك الله فيكم. جزاك الله خير.